Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, they play good football all around. They're an all-around team. And obviously, the quarterback's elite. So anytime you go against an elite quarterback, those are the guys that, you know, move the needle on wins and losses. And so you have to defend a really good quarterback.
That is the Cardinals defensive coordinator, Nick Rallis, calls Josh Allen elite. Of course, we got two quarterbacks in this game that are dual threats. Bills head coach Sean McDermott talked about defending Kyler Murray in that way. Joining us on the Western Hotline, we've talked to him before. Alex Clancy joins us as we get chatting about this opening matchup, Bills and Cardinals. Alex, thanks for getting up early and joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
So talk to us about Arizona this year, and maybe we'll start with expectations, right? If you get a full year of Kyler Murray, what kind of team can this Cardinals team expect to be?
It could be a top 10 offense. The defense is going to be the big-time question mark. Is the offense and firepower going to be able to outweigh the shortcomings of the defense is really going to be the storyline here. It's the way I kind of describe it is last year's offense for the Cardinals is this year's defense, or it's a year away, trying to get some proof of concept in place, trying to find where your stars are and move forward. But at least the Cardinals offense can carry the weight you'd think for the majority of the season if everybody stays healthy.
Sometimes we think about like defensive coaches versus offensive coaches. Here's Arizona with Jonathan Gannon, right? I mean, he made his name in Philadelphia as a defensive coach. Is it the kind of thing where he's just slowly building a defense and they had enough pieces and things fell right offensively for that to be the strength of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think also drafting Marvin Harrison Jr., number 4 overall, was a clear indicator of what they wanted their strength to be this year. Because Cardinals fans have a tough time understanding, and it was pretty clear to me initially where it's like, if you're drafting Marvin Harrison Jr., number 4 overall, and not trading back, let's say Minnesota, where you could have got a couple first-rounders and built the defense, that was a decision made that the rebuild process will take longer because they didn't maximize what they could have from a from drafting players' perspective in the first round and just sticking and picking at number 4. Yeah, but Drew Petson has done a great job. I think Jonathan Gannon and Nick Rallis have what they want scheme-wise, and now it's just infusing talent. They've got over $90 million to spend next offseason, so it'll be a quick fix at the end of the season.
How
how good do you think it's going to be for Harrison? I don't know how much you would have seen him at training camp, and he didn't really play in the preseason. Most of their starters didn't, but I mean, the hype is historic, and I don't know. I feel like it could be historic for him, even maybe right away.
Yeah, everything is really easy, guys. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you see Lamar Jackson in space, and it's just easy. It's just easy. And the best part about it is he's not even going to be the first option. Like, they didn't draft him to save the offense. It's going to be James Conner, it's going to be Trey McBride, and then it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. And having the ability to not have to come in and be an all-world save-everything guy, he can just learn the NFL game at an organic level. Now, that could change super quickly, where he could be wide receiver one, he could be bona fide top 10 receiver at the end of the year. We have no idea. We saw Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase just come in and break the mold right away, but he doesn't have to. And I think that's a very good thing for his development and growth as a player.
In the ways that they'll use him, is he a do-it-all?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that because Cliff Kingsbury's not the head coach anymore, it's going to be a lot less of just throw it down the field and hope he can go get it. I think it's going to be a lot of scheme. It's going to be a lot of through play action because defenses and the Bills are going to be the first one. You're going to have to decide whether to stack the box and stop the run and go one-on-ones on the outside and then in the slot with Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr. or have a light box and have James Conner and Trey Benson run all over people. So it's going to be like the Bills are kind of like the guinea pig for the rest of the NFL regarding, you know, what this Cardinals offense is going to look like and how to potentially stop it.
Trey McBride, you mentioned him. Like, he had a breakout season, and a lot of that was with Hollywood Brown injured, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it was kind of like McBride became the focal point of their offense, which I feel like that actually bolsters the idea that he's legit. There wasn't a lot out there to pay attention to. He would have been the focal point for them. And his breakout, where do you see him like?
Am I right also, Alex, in adding in there that I think, didn't his breakout happen after Zach Ertz got hurt?
Oh,
and he's no longer there. So I think that would obviously be cleared out for him.
Yeah, I think it was – the writing was on the wall for Zach Ertz anyways. But yes, it forced the issue a bit. Trey McBride, and this isn't – you know very well that I'm not looking at this from a Homer perspective whatsoever. Like, Trey McBride has tight end one potential. Like, his comp out of Colorado State, taking the second round, was George Kittle. He's been a very good blocking tight end. Now they drafted Tip Raymond out of Illinois. They've got Isaiah Huggins, who's another good blocking tight end. This dude could play bona fide Jimmy Graham tight end football, not have to block as much, and run absolute roughshod. He can run over anybody that's not 250. And that's the important part where they don't have to force him the ball because he gets open. And it's the wildest thing to witness is it's been this slow, incremental just uptick. And I think this is the year of explosion for him where he's going to be a true household name even outside of fantasy football circles.
Yeah, I was going to say, because in fantasy circles, that's definitely the case. I mean, he's going as sometimes the second guy, third guy, fourth guy at least. It's usually the lowest you'll ever see it. The offense around those three, I mean, Kyler Murray being back. Well, I guess, did we even really talk with you about him for this year? I mean, he's been around for a few years now, but it's kind of... Is it time for him to kind of put it all together or have a giant year? Because between Harrison and McBride, and I know the other weapons are at least pretty good, it feels like they're giving him most of what he needs.
Yeah, I think that is a very, very polite way of saying this is when we're going to find out who Kyler Murray really is. And I don't see it being a negative conversation at the end of the year. I mean, he's never had this ecosystem. He's never had this leadership from the front office and coaching staff. He's never had this type of offense. You'll see Drew Petzing being towards the top of the list for head coaching jobs if this offense pops like it's supposed to. This is something that, first of all, is the most balanced offense he's had, by far the most skilled position talent, and pretty much by far the best offensive line if everybody stays healthy. So there's not a world, in my humblest of opinions, where he's not looked at as, if the Cardinals, I don't know, win 9 games this year or something, he's going to be getting top 10 MVP votes. He's not going to be a guy towards the top, but he's a guy that will surprise you. And again, in fantasy circles, he's the value pick in the 5th or 6th round that everybody's taking. This is where you see the real Kyler Murray that everybody's been waiting to see for the first, you know, handful of years.
Alex Clancy on the Cardinals. How about the matchup itself? Like, if you're looking at Bills, Cardinals, what you think Buffalo will be able to do successfully, what you think Arizona will aim to do to try and pull the upset?
So, I think, and you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, because these are two teams, as you very well know, there's a lot of question marks. And that doesn't mean negative. It just means, who are the playmakers you're going to be able to trust? Who are they going to be? And for me, I'll take the second part first. Keeping Josh Allen in front of you, this can't be a 10-carry, 100-yard because he took what the defense gave to him kind of thing. I never thought that I would say this, but you need to make Josh Allen throw the ball. It's got to be Josh Allen throwing the ball and not James Cook and Josh Allen running the ball for 200 yards. Like, that can't happen. You've got to take the weakness in a sense that you don't know what it is yet in the wide receiver room, and you've got to try to maximize that and just hope that your safeties can overcompensate for the lack of talent in the cornerback room. And then regarding the Cardinals, like, the phrase that I've used all offseason is the best defense the Cardinals will have this year is their run game, because the best defense you have against Josh Allen is keeping him on the damn sidelines. Like, this is James Conner and Trey Benson eating clock and scoring touchdowns and not having to settle for field goals if the Cardinals want to stay close on Sunday.
Last thing for me, Alex, the Cardinals in terms of making the playoffs this year and also comparing them to the division, do you feel like they have the division's going to be tough just because of the Niners, I'm sure, but making the playoffs, how realistic do you think it is?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's like, so say they double their wins from last year. That's 8. That is an incredible, jump from 1 year to the next. And that would still put them, what, 2 games out of a playoff spot? So all, like, my guide for a successful year for this team is being on that overlay of in the hunt in week 14. Like, that's
yep.
it. You know
yep.
what I mean? That's enough. Because we have no idea if the NFC is going to be top heavy or if all of the NFC North teams are now going to be, you know, playoff teams aside from probably Minnesota this year. Like, yeah, there's 7 spots. It's pretty much been who gets to 9 wins first makes a playoffs. But I think it might be different this year, and that could be the odd person out for the Cardinals. But if they win 8 games, that's 100% increase from last year. And you got to give credit to the coaching staff and the players for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.